The UFL Gambling Podcast Week 7 Preview Picks and DFS episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. Best Ball Mania is live with $15 million in prizes. Sign up today using the promo code TCESGPN to claim your special pick. Plus, first time deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code TCESGPN. We're also brought to you by Royal Retros. Yes, Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, jackets, and sweatshirts. All, you know, from all the old school teams to the current teams you love. So, yeah, use that promo code SGPN for a 10% off your order today. That's promo code SGPN at RoyalRetros.com. And remember, as always, folks, to let it ride.
Hey, this is Pac-Man Jones. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Football is a unique American experience. A game described by one turn of the century critic as crude and barbaric, with little chance of survival. But survive, it did.
I don't give a damn who you are. It's America, Jack.
You know how to play winning time, those football?
I don't get it.
Being played in the United States Football League.
Touchdown! Oh my God, the quarterback is toast.
We sometimes forget that football, being the consummate team sport, is a great deal more successful when you do play as a unit and don't rely on individual talent. Frankly, I'm impressed with the USFL.
America, this league is good for America.
Spring football is going to work in America.
You play to win the game.
And now it is time for our USFL report.
And we are back. Welcome to the UFL Gambling Podcast Week 7 Preview Picks and DFS. What are you doing, folks? Hop on over to youtube.com/@UFL Gambling Pod. You can watch the show live. Hit that like, hit that subscribe button. Live from SGPN Studios. Well, two of us. We'll get to the third guy here. But if you're wondering who the hell you're listening to, my name is Colby Swiggin Dantabase Dan, a.k.a. Pick Dundee. That's not a pick. This is a pick.
He was raised in the land down under, where a man thinks on his feet, speaks with his fists, and lives by his wits.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
And you're nothing but a chameleon, lemon-headed, coward, terrorist pussy. And I'm after you, buddy. You're going to pay for it. Good night.
We got football going on this weekend. Four primetime, big-time matchups. Playoff implications. Freedom Cup implications. Hashtag UFL Jeff sucks. I am joined by my co-host. He is the host of the Bottom Line Bombs podcast. He's already been touting how he's bringing over all the goddamn viewers from his show to our show.
Couple followers.
Give it up for they call him the man in the box, aka the Bet Detective, C.J. Sullivan. How you doing, buddy?
What's up? And yes, and what's up to the C-Generates who came on?
Oh, the C-Generates, you're always fire on these over. Names. You know what I mean?
He came over for the Bottom Line Bombs. I love you continuing the UFL Jeff Sucks hashtag.
Keep it going.
Well after the war is over.
Keep it going.
You're like the soldiers who weren't told the war is over. They're just barricading like fucking soldiers sleeping on a hill.
Yeah.
No one told them the war was over.
You never know. There could be a couple guys left in the prison camps.
You're right.
You know what I mean? You don't know. Don't trust what the government's telling you.
Jeff, he did everything he could. He gave him the press pass, tried to make it right. Fuck him anyway. I love it. So anyway, big weekend of games here at the UFL show. People are popping about it. Playoff implications and non-playoff implications.
Great TV ratings from a week ago.
Unbelievable ratings. And let's over a million for both last games. Highest of the season and or whatever.
Now we did it. We do have a lot of news going on. You got the Frank Ginda situation. Arguably the best defensive player for the Michigan Panthers. Injured.
Yep.
You know, we got, you know, Danny Etling, as he didn't practice. What's going on there? We got Puka Williams signed by the San Antonio Brahmas. And I'm sure there's a bunch of other news. We're going to get to it, but third man in the booth is here. He knows how to work a lawnmower on his 74 acres of fucking, you know, property in Bellflower, Iowa. I don't fucking know. give it up for the host of the Old Fashioned Football Podcast. I'm known as J Mark, a.k.a. Justin Mark. How you doing, buddy?
Doing good, doing good. I got my spring football shirt on from the merch store. Everybody, whoa, make sure you go get one of those.
Yes.
Yeah, and I'm excited for this slate. It's gonna a lot of good games just besides the obvious one, the Battle Hawks and Stallions game. Yeah. In my opinion.
And look, you're wearing flannel. There's a high chance if I had to place a wager on all three of us, who's the last one to work a circular saw? I'm laying like minus 10,000 on J Mark. Yeah.
Heavy favorite on that one.
He lives on a farm. He's got tornadoes. He's told me, like, we were doing a show the other day. We had to get off early because the fucking tornadoes were coming. He's got the shelter with the water.
So you're saying yes on him in a circular saw?
Oh, yeah, all day.
Yeah, for sure.
Right, you got one at
home? He's not wearing flannel in tribute of Steve Albini dying or something like that, like for alternative rock, you know. He's doing it because it's work, it's resourceful. Need it.
Oh, yeah.
I understandable. And the lawnmower sound, but just for the record, was for Puka getting signed by San Antonio for chopping off one of his toes. Although I'm sure he does know how to work a lawnmower as well.
Do you have a riding lawnmower on all those fucking acres or what?
Yeah, I got a zero turn.
Zero turn. What the fuck is that? What is a zero turn?
Those are rotating ones.
You don't know what a zero turn mower is? So
I got no idea what it is.
Congratulations. You finally made J Mark laugh authentically when you did not know what a zero turn lawnmower
was. Dude, we live in Los Angeles.
You fucking city slickster pussy. That's what J Mark just said to you.
Explain to
good folks at home.
What's the old zero turn?
I mean, this is a man who lives in John Deere country, for crying out loud.
So a zero turn rather than a wheel, got these two handles so that you can literally, you know,
360.
The wheel's a little too tough for you, huh?
No, it's just much quicker.
Yeah. It's quicker.
When we bought this place, I started with a regular riding mower. It was like a 30-year-old Craftsman hand me down from my dad.
Yeah.
And it took about 8 hours to mow our place. And I said, I need something that moves a little better.
You need zero turn. All I know, right. Those old riding mowers, they had no power steering. It was like a 55 Studebaker or something like that. You had to go hand over hand to get those things moving. Come on.
I know nothing about farming. And like I said, look, there's no shame in that.
No, it's great.
I don't have any room for a circular saw.
I was just going to say, he told that story and we're all just like, what's a yard? Yeah. What is grass?
It's been so
what's
long.
A lawn?
Yeah. LA, you get little tiny strips of grass, like the tiny one between the sidewalk, but there's just dog shit just on there. No one ever picks up dog. Oh, yeah, could be human shit too. I have a hard time knowing which one's which, but yeah. Anyway, any other news? Because I feel like this has been just Puka going to San Antonio. You got major injuries. The Frank Ginda injury is like one where I know we have our Michigan Panthers future, but I'm just like, God damn, that's a huge fucking loss for them, man. J Mark, anything else?
That is a big loss. I got some comments on the Brahmas Roughnecks game. Do you want them now or do you want them when we get to that game?
We can do it now. What do you got going on?
So this is just some insider Coach K, our friend that runs the H Town Pick'em show. He had a Brahmas insider on. Had some interesting information that I didn't know. So Hines Ward left the Brahmas because he wouldn't accept a pay cut that the UFL was asking him to take. And
who does he think he is?
Wade Phillips, who of course kind of a legend to the Houston people, still lives in Houston. They ship him to San Antonio, and he and the players, I guess, felt like that was them kind of getting fired. They were pretty upset by that. So this is kind of a little revenge tour for Wade Phillips. I did not know any of that backstory there. I didn't know he still lived in Houston.
Well, first off, come on. You act like that's a far fucking... I understand Texas is huge. Right, it's not like they sent him to Seattle. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, the fuck out of here. Right?
Yeah, I'm gonna go ahead back and change my answer and say, yes, save that for the game matchup, that news update they just came up with. But, yeah, I know, right. What a revenge angle. I like it. That just, I mean, I don't want to tip my hand at all, but I'm liking San Antonio in that game anyway. But now that I know you pissed off son of a bum, and we all know about
that. That was a year ago.
The other rumor you're about to put in about bum. About
There's another one. You're going to have to go to the Reddits see this.
That's in the Patreon.
There's another rumor. There's some speculation out there in the universe about, you know, something going on with a sex scandal, you know? So
something going on with a sex scandal universe. Wade Phillips. Google those three words, those three terms.
See what comes up, you know?
No, the best thing is you Google sex scandal on Wade Phillips. You don't even need to go to an incognito window. You can put that right down on your main page in your browser. Let the wife look at that. It doesn't matter. You don't have to be embarrassed about with that.
I love a good nickel defense, but even more I love some sweet hot ass. Those are words from
the son of a bum right there.
From Bum Phillips here.
That is a disgusting act.
Yeah. Anyway, we'll dive into that. Get the son of the bum book. It is highly recommended. And
this show's already derailed. Let's get into some games.
All right. If you're wondering who you're listening to, this is the UFL gambling podcast. The UFL gambling podcast, and we're part of the Sports Gambling Podcast Network. And look, are you a hardcore baseball fan or just a degenerate sitting in your office looking for some afternoon action? Maybe Wade Phillips is looking for some action. Either way, you want to make sure you subscribe to the MLB Gambling Podcast wherever you get your podcast, because they are serving daily high heat. Get on over there. So check out the MLB.
I want a dick rubbed on me tonight.
That could be the sex scandal. Could have been down by the Riverwalk. What really happened in San Antonio? But check out the MLB Gambling Podcast. All right, we're back, and we do have games, four of them. They're not on at the same time. Saturday, 10 a.m. Them Memphis Showboats League's worst defense taking on the second best offense in this league, the winless Arlington Renegades. The spread's gone up a full point since yesterday. Renegades are laying 4, over under at 45. Showboats are plus 160 on the money line. I'm done with this Showboat bullshit. Arlington's getting their first win. They're still alive for the playoffs. CJ's clinging to his future.
400-1. He can still get in on it.
That's what I'm saying. I'm laying the 4. I think the league's worst defense gonna have a hard time stopping the YouTube sensation, Luis Perez. Arlington is at home at Choctaw Stadium. They're gonna get this done. This is the first win of their season. And remember, they made the playoffs last year at 4-6. 4-6 is their number.
Yeah.
So boom,
they're right where they want to be.
Renegades -4. I do like the over 45 lock. Betting the hell out of both. CJ, what are you doing, buddy?
Oh, this is my favorite game of the week. This is one I'm looking forward to more than actual Birmingham St. Louis, as we already predicted. Birmingham's going to shut it down anyway. I love Arlington this game. I'll take the over two. I think Arlington gets there almost under. I think Arlington puts up 30 points in 4 straight games. This Carnell Lake defense has given up. They're a fucking disaster. And this Arlington offense can move the ball. 3 of their 6 losses have been won by a field goal or less.
How the hell is Carnell Lake this bad at defensive coordinating?
I mean,
it's gotta be the personnel,
right?
Gotta be the personnel.
Hines Ward did him no favors, and I think Hines Ward.
Wasn't the Showboat.
This is helping Hines Ward's. When he said he wouldn't take a pay cut, and then he shows him, at least I'm not Carnell.
Well, Hines Ward like cheated his way to a head coach. It's like, had you really been a coach, an offense coordinator? Right. No, you should. You got the XFL just went for the headlines. That's why it was a gimmick league. It was like, hey, let's go put a bunch of former stars.
Carnell Lake is the Hines Ward of defensive coordinators.
But you would think he learned under LeBeau.
The mocha chocolate bald headed Steeler legends.
But he wasn't horrible last year. I think Carnell Lake, I'm going to say it's the personnel. I don't like to throw a Tecmo Super Bowl player under the bus. All right?
He is a fantastic Tecmo Super Bowl player. But they're terrible. They're absolutely fucking terrible.
They are.
I've been on how bad Memphis has been all year. Their only win was week 1 versus Houston. I know Arlington is winless, but things are about to turn their way. I can tell a tide turning with RJ.
There is certainly
the road a to
it's
the
easy to see a tide turn.
The road to the 400-1 championship defense
starts
of the
here,
title
baby.
Starts here. I guaranteed a victory last week with it with this game coming up. I love this game. Give me Arlington minus the four and the over.
The over all day.
Yeah,
the over,
but give me Arlington all day as well.
J-Mark, what are you doing here at Choctaw?
Yeah, I think this has the opportunity to be the biggest blowout. By the way, you said the road to that reminded me. Did you see that the slogan now is the road to Missouri? Because that's what everybody wants to play for. Go to Missouri.
The road to Mizzou.
They lead the well, they lead the country in murder rate in St. Louis.
Well, not the Missouri side. That's the St. Louis. That's the Kansas.
Yeah, I think the Kansas other side of that right arch.
St. Louis, no. St. Louis does have a lot of good crime there for sure.
A lot of good crime. That's why we like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think this will be the biggest blowout. I'm all over Arlington here. The Showboats are the worst team in the league, and I like the over as well.
Man, it seems like if we're all just under's definitely hitting.
Can't go wrong. And although we all like DC as our lock last week, I'm not saying this is our lock, but we are all very passionate about it.
It might be there.
I'm just saying. I don't want to put words in our prose, but yeah, I'm locking it up. Let's move to the game of the week.
Because I understand how the bastard thinks.
Next up, the St. Louis Battlehawks are heading to Penetrope Stadium to take on the Birmingham Stallions. Skip Holtz, who knows who's starting? A quarterback for the Stallions. Stallions lay at 4, over under at 47.5. These Battlehawks are plus 160 on the money line. Now, I did see the Battlehawks, the two of their linebackers are dinged up, might not go. Birmingham minus 4 all fucking day. Easy cash. I don't care who the fuck's playing quarterback for him. All right. Skip could bring out his dad and play him under center. This fucking neck brace like he had for 10 years at Notre Dame. Right.
Now, what channel is this going to be on? Well, this should be, I mean, they should be promoting this game, right? As the game of the, it's the game of the year.
I tweeted this yesterday. It reminds me of the 91 World Bowl or, in, if you watch the World Football League in 91, the London Monarchs and Barcelona Dragons were both like on a collision course,
right?
And they met in week 10 and it ended up being a World Bowl preview.
Mm-hmm.
But the dog won in week 10 there in Barcelona.
Yeah.
20-17 on a last second kick. They ended up playing in the World Bowl and then London shut them out, whooped their ass. I know you remember this one. YouTube's out there, folks. So in that regard, if we're looking back at history, does that make sense for taking the Battlehawks here? Are they fucking with them here? You know what I mean? So
in the World Football League,
I know it was 30 years ago, but right? That's the last time we had a legit league.
I think, yeah.
Finishes. I know you have the XFL 2000, you know, you got to look back that far. I'm all over Birmingham, man. The line of scrimmage, they're going to fucking.
Well, let's look at a couple things here. Now, Birmingham is obviously the best team. They average more than 100 yards a game than anyone, basically. They average 383 yards per game on offense.
Yeah.
Next best is Arlington, 293, San Antonio, 291, St. Louis, 280. Although they both lead the league in points per game, they both average over 28 points a game. I know you don't. I know you think points are shit. It's all about yards. That's all the only thing that.
Well, no, I mean, it really tells you. It tells you the story a little bit better.
But is there a storyline? I know it is the game of the year. St. Louis fans said you need to beat the Battlehawks if you want to consider yourself real, Skip Holtz. But will they shut anything down? Do they not want to show their cards? We previewed this. Is this a possibility that Birmingham says, you know what? We don't need this game. This means nothing. The championship game is being played in St. Louis regardless.
I still think there's a personal thing. I know Scooby Wright's not, he's out for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Shark Dog. But I think there's a personal chip on your shoulder about, you know, all the XFL getting all this hype.
Yep.
You got The Rock. You got all this Hollywood bullshit with the league. You know, and I think these USFL guys out there earning it, not getting the respect they deserve, Bat Detective.
I agree.
And I think it's personal for them. I think they beat the shit out of them.
I think it's going to be a competitive game. I think it might be more of, you know, and the total is 47, which is a high number. I mean, obviously, two of the best offenses in the league production wise.
Yeah.
But I think it will be a playoff atmosphere, a championship game atmosphere. Our own Sam Pierce in the chat room wants to know if he's crazy for are taking a piece. He thinks it'll be a low-scoring defensive game instead of a shootout getting a leg up on ownership. I kind of see this being a nip-and-tuck, and with the element of Birmingham not wanting showing all their cards, but they are going to want to win, and they are the better team.
No.
You won't see the value. You won't see this. You won't see a line this low again, though, for Birmingham, for sure, of -4. But I can see this staying under. I like the under more than I like anything. I don't think it'll be back and forth scoring. 47.5 is a high number for what will be a championship game preview, regardless.
No, I think I lean towards the over. And do I need to remind you that St. Louis rushed for -5 yards last week? -5 yards.
Okay.
Houston was able to get 4.2 yards a rush, and that was in that filthy battle dome.
It was. Right? And look ahead spot, though. As predicted.
But
on the
I
NFL
always
show.
Thought this team with Tony Meatballs a little phony. All right, they're better than what I thought coming into the year. Yeah. But I'm not buying it. They're gonna get fucked up on the line of scrimmage. These Stallions have this one circled. All over the over. Lay the points.
What's the weather like down there now? We got a Wizard of Oz twister coming in through here.
You gotta watch out, old Petrodome Stadium.
Always trouble down there.
J Mark, you with me? I'm checking the weather in the meantime.
While you're checking weather.
78 sunny.
Okay. 78 sunny. Yeah,
Mike Rose is the linebacker that's limited. He was limited last week too and played. Meanwhile, Birmingham, DeMarcus Gates is limited. That's a good part of their edge rushing. So I think that could hurt them.
Hmm.
I agree with CJ here. I think this is going to be a thing where Birmingham doesn't want to show all their cards. I think they end up starting Matt Corral. We talked about this in the recap show. Why start Martinez when he's your best player? This is likely your championship game. So why roll him out and give them a look and kind of a feel for his rhythm? And, Corral, it's been closer games, though one was in that monsoon. I get that. I just think this is going to be a close game. Plus, AJ McCarron returning to Alabama, first game in Alabama
since college. I like that.
Kids never saw him play a game in Alabama either. God damn it. I know TV's going to run that into the fucking ground.
J Mark does make a good point there, though. The ovation he's going to get in Alabama, I mean, they're going to be rooting for him, pulling for him. They'll be rooting for their Stallions, of course, but.
Yeah.
I mean, AJ McCarron's a fucking Bama legend.
He is.
True. Just for the,
check
you
down
know.
God.
Yeah. Check down God, but you want to talk about your sex scandals. I mean, what he pulled down, that makes him an absolute god, you know?
All right. Google that in Mobile, Alabama.
And Brent Musburger. Right.
Yeah.
He's like, hot damn, every red-blooded American ready to up for Alabama after seeing that piece of ass. Jesus, Brent. It's the Orange Bowl for crying out.
Relax, buddy. No. You guys can spin this all you want. One team is way better on the line of scrimmage than the other team.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck. The part of what makes Birmingham, to me, this is the best version of Birmingham. They could be starting Jamar Smith. I still think they'd win the game. Is their defensive line depth is the real difference. I think they're better than last year's Birmingham. I think they're better than the year before's Birmingham. I know Shark Dog's injured, but like I said, and they lost Lorenzo Burns too, right? Didn't he get injured? Their star corner. But this team is light years ahead of other teams when it comes to evaluating fucking talent. Their whole defensive line is loaded. All right. Taco Charlton, they just got guys. Marvin Wilson, the former Florida State Seminole. No. They're going to cause havoc enough. The over will hit because I do think with them dinged up in the secondary. Because they are dinged up in the secondary. I do think St. Louis has an edge wideouts against corners. So I think that's why the over is going to hit. They're going to have some success passing the ball, but the better running team wins. Just like in every other version of football, you can spin it all the fucking way you want.
Hey, I'm with you.
They're going down to Penetrope Stadium. They're getting their shit pushed in. Let's go. All right.
I'm with you on Birmingham. I just like the under better.
All right.
Burns was limited in practice yesterday. So I think
Tillery's injured too, though, right? That's what I'm saying. I think they're fucking really dinged up in the secondary.
Unless he got put on injured reserve, he's not on their injury report. And then Battlehawks should be getting three of their offensive linemen that have been injured back.
They're going to get their ass whooped. I'm serious. Like, their offensive line's never been that good when you watch them. It's like they're okay, but I'm saying, like, they're not going to be able to, you don't want to come back from injury this game. All right. just going to look, this is bad tape for the NFL. All right. Don't come back this game. Come back next week. Yeah, all over these Stallions.
All right. How's CJ Marba looking there? He had his first game back. He got 5 for like 30. Is he going to be in game shape?
Are you tipping your hand on the DFS play, your boy?
He's priced like he's come back. He is my
CJ
guy.
CJ squared?
I don't know if I can trust him just yet.
I like Birmingham here, and let's hop over to Sunday. But before we do that, I want to tell you that the UFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Underdog Fantasy. The NBA playoffs are here, and our sponsor, Underdog Fantasy, wants to make it a lot more interesting. Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Playing their pick'em game is as simple as selecting higher or lower on player stats like points, rebounds, assists, and much, much more. You can make entries of all basketball players, NBA players, or whatever that you want, or you can mix and match across other sports, which I find so great. You can win up to 100 times the amount of money you enter, and it's a ton of fun. Underdog's available in 30 different states or 30 plus states, including California and Texas and the great country of Canada. So what are you doing, folks? Hop on over there, sign up. And when you do, sign up with the promo code TCESGPN to claim your special pick plus first deposit offer up to $250 in bonus cash. UnderdogFantasy.com, promo code TCESGPN. They also just launched, by the way, their champions, their player versus player format in Florida. Because, you know, Florida's laws were always changing there. You know what I mean? They had a good play action fake going on here. So check out underdogfantasy.com. And remember to use that promo code TCESGPN. All right, next up. We go to Sunday's action. Michigan Panthers are heading into the nation's capital. To the Lemon Party. CJ Sullivan's DC Defenders plus one. They're home dogs.
Wow. I'm seeing him as a pick'em, but yeah, I'll take the point, whatever you want to do. That's crazy.
Danny Etling hasn't practiced.
Oh boy.
Oh,
I see. Now I see.
I don't get
I see how this bastard thinks. I was right.
I said this before. You're one injury away from being a playoff team. You're two injuries away from being a champion. This will be this is their run. This is their run. Bryce Perkins, Blue 42. Come on.
He's priced like he's going to play too.
Oh, Perkins. Get on over there on that. He's better than the whole league. All right. So I'm saying,
I hope this happens for your sake. My God. And look, I'm sick of hearing about him.
Well, if Etling plays, I'm terrified of Michigan winning this game. All right. So Etling, we need you to take one for the team and sit the fuck out. All right. But give me Michigan minus one pending. If we get a report in the next 24 hours saying Etling starting, we pivot to DC plus one. All right. Because I think DC wins this game if Etling starts. Now, if Bryce Perkins comes in mid-game, then you're on your own. Live bet. But Perkins starts, Michigan minus one. Etling starts, DC plus one. That's just the way it goes. The total's at 43. Frank Genda, like I said, out. I know Greg Williams' defense looked pretty darn good, but I still lean over. I lean over on all these damn games. So give me the over on the 43. What are you doing here?
I'm on DC. You know I'm on DC. We also have a future on DC at 13-1. This is the third consecutive home game. The last is a 3-game homestand. This is when they're starting to get it going. They're improving every week. We said it's going to take them a while getting to improve. They're getting some move going. Now I am reason
fired
why
the O-line coach.
They did fire the O-line coach.
Sending a message to the team
as well as they should have. I fear the over a little bit just because DC they don't score well. They move the ball. But then when they get down to the inside the red zone, they don't really cash in as much as they do. And they leave a lot out there. In Michigan, we all know what Michigan can be an absolute debacle. They can put you in a rock fight. They can put, you know, there's like still pulling teeth with them. Etling, Perkins. Now Perkins gets in there. All bets are off. Woof. Live bet.
They're going to score over 40 if Perkins starts.
If Perkins gets in there. The Colby's logic. If the third string quarterback gets in there,
you're always two injuries away.
Then you live bet and you just click that refresh till you get carpal tunnel syndrome.
In there.
And you just keep hammering and empty out your account. No, I like DC a lot. Listen, I think this is a game, huge game in the standing wise. Looks like they clipped San Antonio last week to vault it. They're doing it one by one. Michigan's the next one they're coming up on. Michigan got luck boxed the fucking victory. Last week, against Arlington, who I predicted to lose. They're definitely a different team on the road. Quarterback situation up in the air. They're still, I mean, Michigan has been proven. They were supposed to be bad this year. They're not. They're good.
We just had three seasons of spring football, one XFL, one. I know we had the 2020 XFL season, but COVID stopped it. So I'm not including that one. Mm-hmm. Two USFLs and one XFL season. In all of the situations, if you think I'm being for you know, some of it is comic relief, but some of it is just year one in the USFL, Alex Magot is going to be the starter. After the first game, he's injured. Jamar Smith comes in. They win the championship. Backup quarterback takes him, win the championship. Year two, Jamar Smith's the starter. He gets injured like week two, right? Alex Magot comes in. They win the championship. Arlington gets injured. They get some phony trade and get Luis Perez, right?
Yeah, injured.
Because their quarterback had gotten injured.
In quotes,
yeah. You saw Dormandy, or you saw San Antonio last year. Yeah. Or no, was it Orlando?
Yeah.
Orlando last year. This is happening throughout the league. You get an, you're an injury or two. We saw that with Pittsburgh, the Maulers in the USFL. They weren't starting Troy Williams at first. They were starting the former JMU quarterback. I'm drawing a blank right now. Vad Lee, right? He gets injured. Troy Williams comes in. They go to the playoffs, right? You're always an injury away from the playoffs. This is, I'm being funny, but I really think that they do a bad job of recognizing the fucking talent in these spring leagues.
Either that or they're saving them because they know those first quarterbacks are going to get hurt with these terrible offensive lines anyway. So these quarterbacks might be making recommendations.
Yeah, that could be a little bit of that there. We put the backup out there for the first 4 weeks.
Absolutely.
All right. J Mark, what are you doing here in the nation's capital?
I'm taking DC. I think they turned a corner. I know it wasn't a pretty game last week, but they started playing a little more fluidly. The defense looked better. I think they continue that. And I think Michigan is going to start kind of trending downward. I still think they're going to make the playoffs, but they're going to be trending downward some. So I'm all over DC and I'm all over the under.
He doesn't believe in Bryce Perkins. That's interesting.
It's his first game back. He's going to have a little rust,
that's
you know.
That's true.
First game back to what? He wasn't in the spring leagues before. He was a pro. All right. He was a pro's pro. All right.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah, 56%.
What are you saying? UFL's right? Not pro football?
No, it is pro football.
All right.
But, you know, Bryce Perkins comes in, former Super Bowl winner.
He is a Super Bowl champ.
What do you got on that? Nothing. All right. Just give him the Freedom Cup now. All right. You piles of shit. But
Jesus.
I told you. Bruce Perkins played at Arizona State, played in the NFL. His uncle Don Perkins, 8 years as a running back with the Dallas Cowboys. Paul Perkins, his older brother. When you get football lineage, good luck. Good luck fading that.
I'm more of a Jack Perkins fan from A&E biography. I'm Jack Perkins.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. You ever ate at a Perkins?
Perkins restaurant?
Oh yeah.
Sure. You know, also a fan of Perkins. Tiger Woods.
Is that where the secret meetups were going?
Well, one of his, we banged a Perkins waitress was one of them. That was the one that really pissed her off, I bet, Alana.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Perkins waitress will get you.
Perkins waitresses. I've dined at a Perkins.
You lean towards the over or under, J Mark.
I'm on the under. I could see another like 18-13 type of game, just like last week.
It's all in the conversions. It seems like these total games, you know, 18-12 could easily be 25-21. You know, it seems like, you know,
well,
like,
you gotta be terrified if you're old Jack Bates, because you got to kick in real grass.
Jack Bates. You can't.
That's where the NFL is going to find out. If I'm Jack Bates, I got the flu.
I don't know if you
got
to be.
I got the flu this week.
I'm terrified. If anyone comes sneezes on him, it's a 15 yard penalty. He is the
fucking. But you don't want to be hooking these field goals in real grass.
He's the face of the league.
All right, final game of the weekend. San Antonio, the Brahmas heading into the Rice Bowl. Wow. Take on the Roughnecks. Over under set at 40.
Revenge game.
Roughnecks are catching 3. I think it was 3.5 yesterday.
Yeah, I say 3.5. Yeah. 3.
Plus 145 on the money line for them Roughnecks. Mark Thompson, is he in the league? Is he out of the league? Who knows, right? But I'll tell you this. I had enough of this Brahma bullshit. I'm on the Roughnecks. I know it's hard to confidently back a Curtis Johnson coach team. It really is. It really is. But man, the Roughnecks defense kept them Battle Hawks in check. I think they can keep this cha-cha-cha San Antonio Brahma team with old son of a bum. I think they can do that. So I'll take the Roughnecks to win this game. I think they're the more physical team. I think Reed Sennett can have success in the air against this Brahma defense. plus 140 on the money line. Sprinkle it. Give me the Roughnecks. I lean under here. Give me the under on the Brown. No, actually, no. All overs. All overs. I forgot the Roughnecks offense was able to move a little bit last week. Just couldn't put points up.
Yeah, they could move
a little bit. Give me the over. What are you doing here?
Wow. Well, let me see here. I like the cha-cha-cha team, I believe you call them. Is Reed Sennett even healthy out there?
Who doesn't matter who the fuck they put. They're two injuries away from a chance. You better make sure that'll go to the third straight quarterback.
Who's his backup? Juan Guantano?
Nah, it's him. We're fucked. Wasn't he the starter, though? Jared
Guantano?
So
I think so.
We go to the third string. The old
Tennessee Vols went to play for the Broncos for a little bit. Am I taking Houston with Curtis Johnson at quarterback, Mark Thompson?
No, you got Curtis players, Johnson at coach.
Coach and Thompson.
He might as well be a quarterback.
Thompson leaving mid fucking game. I mean, this is pretty much leaving.
Locker room's in a mess.
Absolutely. They're terrible. They're horrendous. San Antonio. Yeah. I mean, last week was the week to fade them. Now they're coming back. They got to get themselves right again. What are we talking about here? We're talking about, the revenge angle, of course, and we all know who they're looking at here at our quarterback, who our guy is.
Well, Reed Sennett has been doing a solid job, 64% completion percentage, 9.3 yards of completion.
No way. This is an absolute classic Stormity-Dormity game, a get-right game.
Not on the road.
Fucking
you get him back to
Houston.
San Antonio with all the scattered
DC
ass
shit.
In town.
Give me San
Antonio.
I love San Antonio in this spot here. I think Houston is
over is the play. Though.
Houston is a sinking ship. That they put a lot into that game last week for
St.
Louis.
They're still alive. They can make the playoffs.
And they were all in. And I was all
everybody's alive.
And I was all in on Houston last week, including the money line, which it could have got. How they didn't cover, I don't know. But I can't. Yeah, absolutely. Fuck no.
FBI my backing, tugboat is right though. The over, right?
The over in this game. Yeah, Dormady's going to get this himself. I'm telling you. But Curtis Johnson, who just looks the part. Of a Key and Peele schedule of a coach who does not know what the hell he's doing. And every time he's mic'd up, he says something that
who's got the iPad?
That reaffirms.
Who's got the iPad?
Right. That reaffirms you. Where's the iPad? Oh my God. For him to save his timeouts last week for St. Louis to score for 10 seconds ago before halftime. Lock them all. Can't take them with you. Yeah, coach, but you're helping them out. Whatever.
Yeah, David in the chat. Shout out to David. He goes, when does the Arena Football Gambling Podcast start? Look, I don't fuck with Arena Football. It's always a gimmick bullshit sport to me. I am enjoying the war stories that I'm hearing out of the Arena Football League right now of people showing up to the airport. They don't have their flights paid for. They don't have their hotel rooms paid for.
I love shit like that.
Yeah. Oh man. We should just do a podcast for 1 week.
Those are the best gambling edges you can have are these low rent sports with poor travel arrangements.
Yeah. Philadelphia Soul didn't even, they had a brand new roster when they played in New Orleans.
Yeah. I love it.
So like they just said, we're not paying these guys. Does anyone want to play for free? And then they got housed. You load up on the voodoo all day. And I don't even follow the fucking league. You know what I mean? It was just such a smash spot. J-Mark, I know your heart is near and dear to Arena Football League. May God have mercy on your soul. But how do you feel about what's happening over there?
Yeah, I almost called somebody a coward terrorist pussy just to steal the quote from your intro.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I didn't get as invested because I didn't have a good feeling about this revamp. My biggest thing was our buddy Rod Villagomez running the official podcast has become the league's punching bag because the commissioner won't answer to anybody. And so they go to a podcast host because, you know, he's controlling everything.
This shit's like fucking Prime America or something. What are some of those pyramid schemes? I feel like you can never find the guy on. You want to drive a fucking Corvette like me?
Right.
And then when the shit goes down, they're nowhere to be found. You know what I mean? Anyway,
that's Arena Football. Is that's what we're talking football. About.
Yeah. Yep. But look, I'll be honest. Since we're to tie it back into the UFL, I did read an article. I saw their TV ratings.
That'd be a good name for a team, by the way. Pyramid schemes.
Pyramid schemes.
For arena.
Yeah. I'll say this, man. To me, the UFL wants to expand. I read that article that said like that year two, the Birmingham Stallions director of player personnel was saying that he first is being looked at by the NFL and that, you know, they have year two and year three plans. They're looking at different markets, different teams. Hey, look, I know that USFL, when they merge, they have a bunch of the names of the old school USFL, like the Oakland Invaders should be back and everything. But the Iowa Barnstormers, buy them out of one of these fucking indoor football leagues. All right. Because that name has always been awesome. The
franchise.
The fucking helmet's always dynasty. Been awesome. Yep. Their uniforms. Get them into one of these spring leagues. You can buy some of these. How much does it cost to buy an arena team? I mean, shit, we hit a few bets on Saturday. We might buy an arena football team. J-Mark, though, what are you doing in this Brahma's Roughnecks game?
Yeah, I'm with Charles in the chat here. Roughnecks aren't getting another win until Curtis Johnson gets injured. I agree. Give me the Brahmas and the over.
Yeah, I love the Brahmas here, by the way.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, I don't. I like the Roughnecks.
Quick team stats here. Houston averages 14 points a game. Okay. That is the lowest by far, by like 4 whole points. San Antonio averages around 21 points a game. They average 291 yards. Houston averages 242 yards. Second last only to Memphis, who averages 220.
Well, you know, you want to talk about some stuff. Let's talk about some stuff. All right. Let's talk about this cockamamie Brahmas team that won off that bullshit 4th-and-12 in Memphis week 2. Memphis, we just had it rated as the worst team of the league.
Yeah.
They should have lost to Memphis week 2. That bullshit rule helped them. Then you look at their other road spots. Okay. They beat Arlington by 10 somehow. Don't even know how that happened. They lose to DC. This team's phony in general, but especially they're phony when they hit the road. They got to go down to the Rice Bowl. And let me tell you, they're going to be cooking more than that. All right. So I'm all over the Roughnecks.
I think
you get it done. All right.
Fair enough. I'm not trying to put them in a championship game. Houston has nothing going for them at all.
Oh, please. This Reed Sennett guy's hungry.
Reed Sennett.
he knows what a zero turn fucking lawnmower is. Reed Sennett. He's from fucking Iowa.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what I'm saying. He'll punch you in your fucking face. You say you don't know what a zero turn lawnmower is. All right. Well, look, let's get to the DF or no locks, lock and dog.
Yes.
To me, the lock, I'm just going to keep locking Birmingham.
Yeah. All right.
I will lay the 4. I don't care who starts at quarterback. It's not raining. They're going to fuck up St. Louis. Let's go. Lock it up. The dog is them Houston Roughnecks plus 140. Look, I know you could play DC if Etling starts, but that's not, it's still minus action. I'm trying to get you value. Plus 140 for the Roughnecks. You're going to need to find an iPad to see who won this fucking game. That's what's going to happen there. The Roughnecks going to get it done. J-Mark, lock and dog?
So my lock is Arlington. I think that's the easiest game of the week. The Defenders are technically minus 105, so I will parlay them with Arlington.
You went all favorites, you sandbagging son of a bitch. Huh?
Is he like his battle about your Battlehawks?
I think they're going to cover. I don't know if they're going to win. I just think they covered that. I see it being a 3-point game either way. So I'm gonna moneyline DC and Arlington together for plus 196, almost 2-1.
Wow. I'll get Charles Vatterott real quick here. Says Dormady outside. Away game for them. Roughnecks
gets away from that scattered ass that he's got all of his.
But how about this coming in? Roughnecks, if they have Marcus Thompson, got a chance. Marcus Thompson's gone. All right. That's like Chappelle. Hey.
DFS is telling me otherwise.
That's like Chappelle going to Africa. He ain't coming back. All right. He is AWOL.
What did Jim Brewer say? He said like they met with him.
He got met with. Yep. He got discussed with. Marcus Thompson got met with by the Rocks crew. And he is gone. He's fucking out. He's putting up Bible sayings in his bio line. That means he ain't coming back. All right. So listen, shout out to Marcus Thompson. We love him and he has an open invite to come on the show.
Yeah. He's always welcome on the show.
Always love Marcus Thompson.
Always welcome on the show. I know where our iPad is. Right. All right. I know where our iPad is. Where are you going here?
That being said, I mean, I can't decide. I like San Antonio and Arlington equal as much. So I'll parlay them together for my dog and just take one of them for my favorite there. Because if you won't allow me to take DC, is DC plus one?
They're minus 105, I'm seeing.
All right, fuck it.
So you went chalk. You guys both went chalk. Well, he took St. Louis. You went completely all chalk.
I went Arlington, Birmingham, DC, San Antonio. For sure. But I'm a totals guy as well. I know I don't want to infringe on your specialty. So I know you're a totals guy.
Hot.
But yeah, I also like Arlington as my lock. Parlay them up with San Antonio for my dog.
Woo.
I mean, that's a great fade of Memphis and Houston is what that basically is. And now granted my lock is an 0-6 team, but at the same time, this is right where they want to be. Right where big game Stoops has him.
Curtis Johnson said this.
And you know what? I'm jacked about another opportunity. let's go. Now, I met with the team. There is no team.
That might be Curtis Johnson. That's right now. Funniest now, I met with Mark Thompson. There is no Mark Thompson.
That's the funniest right? line there is.
Let's get to the DFS side of this. But before we do that, I want to tell you fine people out there that the UFL Gambling Podcast is brought to you by Royal Retros. Yes, looking to prove that you know ball. What better way than to showcase your old school fandom than some old school gear from a classic team? See that right there? The Barcelona Dragons jerseys there from the old NFL Europe. That wasn't even WFL in 91. That was NFL Europe, which came after. But yeah, look, they're awesome. Royal Retros has jerseys, t-shirts, hats, sweatpants, much, much more from the vintage sports leagues and teams that you know and that you love. All right. The Dirty Bird, the Orange Crush, or the Sack Exchange. Remember them? Gastineau, Klecko with the New York Jets. All make for sick jerseys for real fans. Look, you know me. I love a bunch of old school shit. You know what I mean? I don't like anything new, really.
Right.
With the exception of that.
I'm looking at some.
I like that Monkey Man movie, though. I'm looking at Monkey Man.
I did see the Monkey Man.
Fucking great, right?
I still got 10 minutes to go in it. That's how enthralled I was. So, yeah, must have been.
You motherfucker.
I'd literally rather fall asleep than watch the last 10 minutes of it. It's great, though. That's just the way sure I watch movies. I'm looking at some United Football League stuff. How about some Las Vegas Locomotives?
That's what I'm saying. You get out there, they got cool shit. And look, if we're talking to you and you're listening to this and you're thinking just Spring League stuff, no, you can find like the old creamsicle Tampa Bay Buccaneers t-shirt with the logo they should have never went away with or the colors they ever should have went away with. You can find that there. You can find Seattle Supersonics gear. All cool shit that is out there. Even they could have current teams. Like the old Denver Nuggets jerseys were awesome. Remember those back in the day?
Love those. Kiki Vandaways.
Oh, the Vandaways. I ever tell you the story? I was playing basketball. I was playing pickup basketball in Laguna Beach. Kiki Vandaway shows up.
Okay.
He's probably 60 years old.
All right.
Destroys all of us.
Yes, he does.
All of us, dude.
Kiki Vandaway.
Dude, I shit you not. This motherfucker went like 22 from 23 from three. What? Like on the beach. On the beach right there. You know, the wind's a factor when you're on the beach like that.
Kiki knows that.
Anyway, you want that Kiki Vandaway jersey, get out there. They probably have that shit there too. Use the promo code SGPN for 10% off your order today. Once again, that's code SGPN at royalretros.com to take 10% off what you want today. Hop on over there. All right, we are back on the UFL Gambling Podcast. It is time for DFS action. Any thoughts overall diving into the DFS slate? Did you find it harder this week, easier this week? Is there some value plays that you're excited to play, CJ?
I came in knowing that, and a lot of people are sharing these thoughts in the chat room. If you're playing game optimal strategy, a lot of people are going to want anything they can do with that St. Louis Birmingham game. It's 47 total, as well as they should. Two high flying offenses, but like we said, if you try to maybe keep your shares minimal, that diversify yourself, lock in on something else, and maybe it's under the radar.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
you might have a chance to bring home some big prize if the St. Louis Birmingham game is low scoring as we hope it will be.
I'm on the over.
I came in, I understand. Well, and as well as it should be. But I came in knowing that I wanted to focus in on Arlington anyway. Going up against Memphis, obviously a desperate team, guaranteeing they need their first win at home versus Carnell Lake's horrendous fucking defense. It's given up 30 points a game for the last four games straight. They're not getting better, they're getting much worse.
Yeah.
So I'll start it right off and tell you that I took Luis Perez, 8,900, my quarterback, who leads the league in passing offense. Now we got a problem. Now, granted, half the reason why he does lead the league in the passing offense is because Adrian Martinez has only started half the games. But at the same time, I still like Perez. But Perez has been fine all year. He has not been the problem for this team. And I love him. I love Arlington to torch this Carnell Lake defense there in versus Memphis.
Ooh.
8,900, I think, is a decent value with the other quarterbacks, the top. I mean, whatever. All the quarterbacks are pretty expensive, but.
I like it. J-Mark, what'd you do at the quarterback spot?
Yeah, no, I agree with CJ where I wanted to stay away from the big game, I guess, because mm-hmm. they're both going against some decent defenses. And I think since week two, I've always taken McCarron or Martinez. Mm. So it was a little out of my comfort zone, but I also went with, as the fans call him, Louis P.
Just kidding,
nobody called him that, and I'm not a fan. But I took him as well. I said in the picks that I think this is going to be the biggest blowout game. So I took Luis Perez as well. I think that's the best value you can get.
That's when you know J Mark's using his head.
Hey,
because he hates Luis Perez as a human. He doesn't like his family. He already said things about that. It's all personal.
During COVID, he was waiting for the news.
Wishing ill will upon him and the Latino heritage. Sometimes we all know that.
Sometimes maybe she's.
Look, guys, until I get an official report, Adrian Martinez is the play. You guys are all bozos right now until we get an official report. And how about this for you?
You make a good point.
Dude, he's by far the best player in the league. I don't want to hear any fucking discussion about Jake Bates or AJ McCarron, his kids watching him be the second best player in the league. Look at the team. St. Louis hasn't played anyone. Okay. EJ Perry, they played. They're the only non lawn chair. They lost that game, by the way, 18-16. But EJ Perry should never be mentioned in the same breath as Adrian Martinez. Then you have Luis Perez. They beat Luis Perez by 3. Kind of a lawn chair play. Can't run the ball. Then they beat San Antonio. Who were they starting then? Was that Dormandy or was that? I don't know. It wasn't Dormandy. That was Chase Garbers. So definitely lawn chair alert there. They won by 7. Then they beat Case Cookus in the worst offensive line. The Memphis Showboats, definitely not a running quarterback there that can slice and dice you. Jordan Tamu is like 40 years old. Listen, he used to be able to run about 10 years ago.
Too many strays.
Adrian Listen, Martinez is coming. That trade is coming.
You don't have to sell us on how good Adrian Martinez is or what he'll do versus St. Louis.
My point is they haven't played a running quarterback.
For sure. We're saying, the only downside you see on Adrian Martinez is if they say what we said earlier, that they don't play him. What if they don't play him?
That's the only fucking problem. Well, they started him back-to-back weeks, the past 2 weeks, which make me believe that Skip Holt says, look, and I don't know if you took a phone call from Moose Johnson saying, you play your best goddamn player, dude.
Yeah, that's the only thing, too. This league doesn't have afford load management. They don't have those luxuries or privileges, so they do have to play him. But at the same time, listen, of course, he's the best player in the league. He's putting up huge numbers.
And you didn't roster him.
We did not roster him, no.
What, he threw 400?
It's amazing how Matt Corral is the third highest priced quarterback, though, in fantasy. Isn't that crazy?
Well, then you pivot. We're going to pay attention to the news coming out there. We're going to pivot, and then you might have some extra cash to go out and really stack your team. But Adrian Martinez is my play.
All right.
Running back spot, what are you doing?
I think I got a decent little discount here. Going to that DC Michigan game. I'm loving this DC. And I went with Darius Hagans, the cheaper running back for DC. He's only 5,000. Now, it was his first game back. He had, he got 4 more carries than Cameron Harris. Cameron Harris scored. So he gets the, he's the RB1.
Steals the headlines.
But he went 13 for 63. He averaged 4.8 a carry.
Yeah.
Virginia State product. I know you like that.
I do like the Virginia State. Get down there.
He only had, So he only had 1 carry. So
AJ English.
Yeah. So it's a little risky if we don't know, will they feature him as the RB1? Will they give him as much carries? He's only had 1 carry since like week 2 until last week. So I liked what I saw. He looked good. He looked better.
Yeah.
He just didn't score. So 5,000. I like this DC game anyway.
Value play.
Yeah, for
value
sure.
Value play.
It's very much valuable play. So we'll see. I hope he was promoted before, blah, blah, blah. They need everything to count. Fired O-line coach, as you said, they're changing everything.
I kind of like that angle. Maybe, if I end up having to, because I loaded up on, J-Mark, give me your running back first.
Yeah, I went with John Lovett. He's gone over 20 points the past 2 weeks. He's 8,700. And they're finding out that they can actually move the ball if they just keep it on the ground. So hopefully they don't go away from that.
Hold on, though. Hold on. But, I love John Lovett, but they just held St. Louis to negative 4 yards rushing. You're just going to load up on that?
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely.
All right.
I think that's more of a St. Louis issue. St. Louis has not ran the ball very well. They've been very inconsistent all year.
So, I mean,
yeah.
I will say, what do you have, 25 carries last week, Lovett? Something crazy like that?
23 for 153 yards.
It's amazing.
And we know Wade Phillips.
The only thing on my mind, Gene, was pussy.
So, we got that going. The game plan might not be as detailed as weeks past. Look, no Marcus Thompson. I'm making the assumption. DFS is telling me Marcus Thompson's starting, by the way, by his value. But by his Twitter handle,
his Bible sayings.
Yes, his Bible quotes. I'm looking deep into it, and I say TJ Pledger at 6,200 is a value play until I hear otherwise.
All right.
So let me load up on TJ Pledger, the backup running back, former Utah Ute, I think, if memory serves me correct. That's what I'm doing there at 6,200. You like that angle?
Who are you going with there?
TJ Pledger.
Well, he's probably Pledger for sure. He was, let's see, take a look at Pledger. We're looking at.
He's a good guy. The play here is if,
he had 7 for 38.
He's the team's leading rusher.
Five over five.
Still hasn't scored a touchdown. He's due. He's due.
He's definitely due. That's for sure.
Let's go.
Yeah. I mean, listen, even though you're on Houston, I like it. You are in Houston, right?
Yeah.
That's why you like him. Okay. I see what's going on here. I think Houston's a.
I think Curtis Johnson's going to send a message to Marcus Thompson saying, "Look, this could have been you.
All right.
Here's 30 carries, TJ Pledger. No? Okay.
No, you're right. Yeah. Someone's got to step in. No, I like that. Step in, and then someone walks away from the team, try to make him look jealous. I don't think Marcus Thompson's going to be jealous at all. I don't think he's going to miss a damn thing. I think they're a sinking ship that will be blown out of the water.
Marcus Thompson's going to be watching. He's going to be watching the Monkey Man. He's
watching Monkey Man.
He'll make it through the whole fucking movie. top wideout. Okay. CJ, where are you going?
All right, let's see here. Let's see. So we go to most expensive wide out. I'm trying to think.
Yeah, go most expensive.
So so I'm going four wide here.
Woo.
Most expensive wide out. I outthought myself last week and didn't want to chase Akeem Butler's numbers, but he's the best receiver in the league by far. It's not even close now. He looks possessed right now. The old Cyclone, Iowa State.
Oh yeah.
He's trying to get in the NFL, and he looks the part. You got AJ McCarron. You got that offense. They have a lot of receivers. I mean, I've had success going with passing offenses against Birmingham just because of game script. You need to keep up with them.
They're dinged up a little bit in the secondary. I think that's how St. Louis. That's why I like the over.
For sure.
I think St. Louis is going to be able to have success in the air against Birmingham.
So the last couple games, let's see what Butler had. He had another monster game last week. He had 8 targets, caught 6 of 8 for 134 and 2 touchdowns. Against Ruff. He was the only thing they had going in that game, basically. And then DC, we all know what he did there when he fucking went off crazy. So in a game with the highest total, I don't want too many shares, but if you have one, it has to be Akeem Butler to me. And he has what? How much does it cost? 10-2?
I mean, you are paying up.
He's expensive.
I'm with you though. I mean, like I didn't roster him, but I mean he's a stud.
But is he still stud. Yeah, he's still cheaper than Kirkland by a couple hundred.
Yeah. J Mark, what'd you do as your highest price wideout?
Yeah, I also grabbed a piece of that game, but I couldn't afford the 10-2, so I went to 9-2 with Jakor Pearson. To Kobe's point, I think the defensive line will give the offensive line some troubles. That's going to be quick passes, and that's going to benefit Pearson, in my opinion. So that's why I went with Pearson. Little dump-offs, he can turn them into big plays.
I didn't have the money for him, so I went with Marcel Hateman. I wanted Butler. I wanted Pearson. The stinking bums are too expensive.
And Marcel Hateman, huge in earlier in the season. His price was even crazier than cheap. He's tapered off a little bit, but in this game, it's going to be all hands on deck. So we got to like Marcel Hateman.
Yeah, I like it at 7,200 there. Second, I'm sorry. Yeah, my second guy's a little more expensive, actually, but I'll figure that out in a second. But who's your second highest price?
Let's see. Highest paid. I believe. Oh, yeah, of course. Our main man, the guy who I picked week one in Buffalo, Deion Kane, Birmingham. He's just been. He's been amazing since the championship game last year. What we said, he became the number one wideout. And
that's my second guy, buddy.
7,500.
Let's go.
Seven passes last week for 144 yards and a win over the Showboats.
Yeah.
Just all year. He's just been consistent all year. He gets the targets. He's got 36 targets on the year for 342 yards, averaging 16 of catch. Like I said, I just want one piece on one end, one piece on the other end. I want to enjoy this game. It'll be a great game. And I think those are the two alpha receivers of the game. You got Keem Butler, you have Deion Kane.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm with you. You got Deion Kane on your roster by chance, J-Mark?
I don't. My next priced wideout is Peyton for Arlington. I wanted to do a little bit of a stack there. Mm-hmm. He had seven targets last week, only had two receptions. Week before that, he had seven receptions on nine targets for 119 yards and a touchdown. And I just wanted pieces of that Arlington game.
Yeah, makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. I mean, my third guy is I went with, and I'll stay with the Arlington angle here. I went with a case of old Sal Canella at 5,900. You know, he's had a few drops over the past couple of weeks. I think he fixes that. It's a get right game. They get the first win of the season, keep their playoff chances alive. 5,900. Give me that case of Sal Canella.
Love Sal Canella. I also went with J-Mark, just a parlay on that JP Peyton. As a hookup with Perez, it's an easy play. I mean, he leads the Renegades in targets, catches, receiving yards, everything. He's obviously got him and Tyler Vaughn, but I was thinking about going all in on this Arlington, just spreading five wide, but that'd be a little bit too much. Put eggs in an 0-6 basket. But I do love JP Peyton. So to give you another name, I'll just skip ahead. We have Deion Kane, Keem Butler, J.P. Payton, Darius Higgins, Luis Perez. I'll give you my last player. Then we'll go with Marquez Stevenson. If we're going to get a Dormandy hookup, and they're going to trounce that Houston son of a bub team. He only had three catches, I think, last week or something. Not a great game, but that whole game was just a little different there. But he has how many targets? He has 33 targets on the year.
I think that's the selling point.
Right. So I think that's so you're kind of buying low on him. He's at 7,300, I believe. And he's had monster games before. So I like him to bounce back in a game where I think San Antonio is going to win handily.
So J-Mark, that goes to you. Second to last, right?
Yeah. My first flex piece. I also have Sal Canella. A little nervous putting so much faith in Louis P, having two Arlington pass catchers, but I think both of them are a pretty safe play at this game.
Final flex spot for me is Ricky Person Jr. I thought about your little CJ play. One of the reasons why I think you're looking at a good spot is the St. Louis rush defense has given up the second most amount of touchdowns in the league, and they're not a good rush defense. I don't think they've been exploited the way they could be. Now they chart right now at five, I believe, but I still say I don't think they're that good. The teams like that you're getting 4 yards a pop pretty much against them. I think that's why Birmingham is my lock. And when you add in that Birmingham is by far the best rushing team in the league, no one's even fucking close to them. They are more than 200 yards better than any other team. Now I know a lot of that is Adrian Martinez, but he's only started three games. So it can't all be Martinez. So I'm loading up there on Ricky Person Jr. I actually think you can't go wrong with him or Marable.
Yeah. And it's interesting just because the pricing is flip flopped on them. Marable, of course, is one of the top three all year on running backs. And then he got hurt. Now he worked his way back. But he's at 8,000 and Pearson is now the lead guy at 8,800. Pearson, to be honest with you, looks if not just as good, maybe a little bit better when they're both going 1 and 1A. Even though I do love Marable, but Pearson's looked great, and Marable came back. What did he get? 5 for 31 last week.
I'm sure he gets a bigger dosage. Maybe.
Yeah, he will get a bigger dosage. Big time player.
He's a little bit better out the backfield though,
for sure.
Yeah,
absolutely. But Pearson is the more trustworthy at this point right now. But I think Marable has a big game too. at 8,000 for people, for other people out there. I'm not touching it. I already put my lineup out there.
Oh, so all you need is defense.
I'm just defense.
Okay. Yeah. J-Mark, do you have
I just wanted
left?
To give CJ some shout outs. I'm loving.
You have anyone left besides defense, J-Mark?
Yeah, I do. I got my last flex piece, which is taking advantage of that Dormady beatdown on Houston that they're going to get. And I took Cody Latimer for 6,900. He gets involved as the tight end and the slot, and he can line up outside. So, yeah, I like Latimer there.
I like that play.
Well. You know, I just can't. There's,
how
I
do
like
you still
the
have
difference.
More guys?
All I have is a defense left. All I have is a defense.
Yep.
And
then you said you couldn't afford one, right?
I had to use my old thinking cap. Oh, you know what I mean?
That's never good. Never good when you get to thinking.
Well, I happen to think that Houston's defense is much better than their numbers.
Okay.
So I'm loading up on Houston at home in the Rice Bowl. They're going to be cooking. All right.
Their defense is fine.
That's what I'm saying. I think they're going to put the kibosh on this gimmick cha-cha-cha stuff that the Brahmas have been running there.
Okay.
And especially with that sex scandal going on. So I like the Roughnecks as a play there. I know they're cheap, but hey, sometimes that pays. Because look, Birmingham's the best defense in the league, but they're dinged up in the secondary. And I think St. Louis will be able to exploit that some.
Right.
So to me, and then St. Louis, do you want to take St. Louis? I know Charts is one of the best defenses as well, but come on. They can't stop the run. No teams ever commit to the run. Well, guess what? Birmingham does. And that to me is a bad play on both those teams, in my opinion. And I'm on the over, but I know you guys are on the under. So you guys speak freely on who the fuck you're doing on the defensive side of the ball, CJ.
Well, I eyed up DC again. I had them last week and they played a nice game. They turned out a nice little 10 points. I think they gave me at home for San Antonio. And I do like the Michigan quarterback situation is up in the air, especially if we get Perkins in there first start. I'm not saying, but you've scared me enough with Perkins, and I don't want to be on the wrong side.
Where are you going to be after that game? You come in the studio.
I hope that's
Bryce Perkins gets the start.
I want that on every TV in the guy's
I'm bringing the lemons.
I want that on
I'm bringing the fucking lemons. All right.
I'll go back to drinking to do the beer snake if we get Perkins back in there. But I went with the highest price defense in there, 4,400 with San Antonio. I think the Brahmas, who have a good defense anyway, like I said, I think it's going to be trouble for Houston. This is a team that is just fucking falling apart. People are leaving the locker room. Their quarterback situation's a
don't
mess.
Don't know where the
coach
iPads
is worse.
Are.
They don't know where iPads are. I mean, this is the lowest total of the game by far, by about 5 points. It's like 39.5. Houston's just going to have Houston without Marcus Thompson. I don't know how they score at all. So at 4,400,
TJ Plitz.
He's a 20-20 guy. I'll give you that. But give me the Brahmas. I'm willing to pay for him. I had the money. Why not? But I had the money because of my Higgins play. 4,400 top ranked defense.
Woo! Woo! And you said that Birmingham, St. Louis isn't even the game you want to see most. It's that Arlington game down there at Choctaw Stadium.
Maybe I'll catch the highlights on that. I won't wait for the recap show because you guys are no help with the recap show for anybody. Just a profane train you guys are on.
I like this profane train. J-Mark, what the fuck are you doing on the defensive side of the ball?
Well, I was gonna ask you guys, don't you think it's crazy that the Brahmas are the highest priced defense, but I don't want to shit on CJ's play. So we'll move on from that. I had my choice between DC Renegades or Roughnecks. I just think the Renegades are going to fuck Memphis up. So I'm going to go with the Renegades. That gives me far too much exposure to Arlington, putting all my faith in a team that hasn't won a game, but we're doing it. So give me the Renegades.
You're taking the Renegades defense versus Memphis?
Yep.
You know, back in 2019, Bryce Perkins set the UVA single season passing record with, it's not like they've had Matt Schwab, Don Mikowski, Aaron Brooks. No, they don't put pros.
I'll do a San Antonio Arlington defense bet against you, J Mark, if you want a fantasy. I like that line. I like that matchup.
That. I like that.
See if Cut can get us a line on that.
Oh, yeah. Now, I will say this. I am terrified that Mike Nolan, if Bryce Perkins starts, please utilize his athleticism. Please don't be Mike Nolan. All right. What I'm asking you to do is not be Mike Nolan. All right. Just let him play.
He can cut on
Football
a dime.
Simple. Let
he
him
can,
play.
He can cut on a dime like he's on a no-turn lawnmower, you know? Just whipping like around.
Get on that
three
no-turn zero lawnmower.
Turn. Yes.
Zero turn. No-turn.
I'm sorry. Zero
God
turn.
Goddamn.
The chat room was loving that. You didn't know that, by the way.
Turn.
No, absolutely. Of course. Right. Zero turn. But the chat room. Is that when he's standing up on? I've seen those mowers, too. You've seen those?
CJ, didn't you say driving through Iowa is a zero turn?
Zero turn
experience. You don't get off. It's just talking shit about your state. All right. Chuck Long references. All right. Okay. Give the Bet Detective a follow on Twitter at CJ Sullivan _. Check out the Bottom Line Bombs podcast.
Yes.
J Mark is doing great work with the old fashioned football podcast. Go check that out. They're drinking. They're getting loose.
Just sipping that beautiful whiskey.
There we go. There we go. Go check out the old-fashioned football
Wait
podcast.
Wait all show for that drop.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Me and J-Mark also are hosting the CFL Gambling Podcast. We're going to drop an episode the next week.
Nice.
This is, I think, like for next few days, we're going to figure out a time. I got this Mother's Day thing. Is that really this weekend?
Yeah, and you have a new mother on your,
I know,
that lives in your
saying.
Household
I, that's what I'm saying. So I'm just going to need some heroin.
Well, if you guys need a Blue Bomber expert, I got Winnipeg insiders.
There we go. Now we're talking. So check out the CFL Gambling Podcast. Get on over there, subscribe to it. I know you're going to say, well, hey, they haven't dropped an episode in forever. That's because it was under a different regime. This time, we're coming, and we're coming with fucking heat, all right? Give J-Mark a follow on Twitter at JMarkFootball. I'm on Twitter at TheColbyD. The College Football Experience is a podcast that I host that we talk. I just had Dan Hawkins on. It's the Big 12.
Wow.
Yeah. The guy who started it all at Boise State.
Yes.
Former head coach of the Colorado Buffaloes and Boise State Broncos. Go check out that episode.
Nice
pull. And thank you, buddy. And then, check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. Talking UFL tonight at 8:30 Pacific. We carry on with this stuff. All right. We just never stop. What about the
stadium show?
That's stadium heads. Yeah. Stadium heads.
Jesus Christ. You tell us to push a blitzer campaign. You forget to mention it during the goddamn plugs.
I got so many goddamn podcasts up
here.
Doing.
I am retweeting, right? Tarnishing my brand. And you can't remember to plug at the end of the show.
Stadium head. Look, if you love football, which if you're listening to Spring Football Podcast, trust me, you love football.
Yes.
You're going to want to check out the Stadium Heads podcast, me and Michael Barker, which is, College Football Campus Tour. You might know that name.
He's doing the Lord's work.
He really has.
He goes stadium to stadium and finds all the blind spot seats.
This guy went to over 90 games last year.
Awesome shit.
All around the United States. So check it out. Stadium Heads podcast, me and Michael talking about all the stadiums and what makes football the best goddamn sport on the planet. So go check it out. Until next time, folks, I can't wait for this weekend's matchup. And I'm going to, these guys are so fucking wrong on their picks. I can't wait to talk shit to them. Until next time, this is the UFL Gambling Podcast. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here. Run,